Gilbert, are you proud to be Belgian after the football in Brazil?
I am actually, how would I say, unwillingly, unexpectedly happy to be Belgium.
How has a small country like Belgium managed to do so well in the World Cup?
Did you actually check who's on the team in Belgium?
No. Who?
I don't think there are actually many Belgians on the team. I see people coming from all kinds of other clubs, even UK clubs, French clubs, and at the last moment, suddenly they are becoming the Belgian team. I think the young guy, by the way, who's 19 years old, who scored a goal once that drew a lot of attention, I think he's coming from a French team just across the border.
Talking of youth, actually, at Wimbledon, the tennis yesterday, there was a 19-year-old knocked out one of the world champions. He knocked this guy out. It's absolutely incredible.
Yes, it's kind of amazing what's going on with Belgium. We just had to win over the USA, but I think the next match, that will be a tough one against Argentina. So that is going to be very big suspense.
You mentioned the USA. It's really strange to see the USA up there in the World Cup because America is not really a football nation.
It is not, but everybody was talking about it, that a big part of the US was standing still and they lost like, I don't know, $600 million today or yesterday because people were not going to work. It's still a minority, but this is the first time since a long, long time that people have been hooked so much to watch the World Cup in the US.
Do you think it's causing problems for people in Beijing because it's the middle of the night here?
I don't know. Maybe you have to slap me a little bit for me to wake up.
Because I know a lot of the pubs and cafes have got the football on almost all night.
I went to a couple of my usual watering holes, like we say, and it was very interesting to see the flood of people coming in the late evening. Then I would just head home because I did not really stay awake for any of the games except the first one of Belgium. But I was reading in the newspaper today that there are quite a number of visits to the hospital of people problems, and they were saying in China Daily that watching the football World Cup could be very bad for your health.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a new angle on it, but at least it doesn't affect me not being a football fan. It does mean that the cafes that I go to are lovely and quiet in the evening because people arrive at midnight.
What amazes me quite a lot here in Beijing is that you see so many Chinese people totally enthusiastic of watching those games. One of the watering holes I go is the Den, and one evening I was there and I'm totally ignorant what's going on in football or soccer, whatever you call it, and I saw all these guys were there with the same shirt and the same number, and they were all supporting one of the British teams and they were jumping up like crazy supporting that one English team. So there is a very big interest from the local Chinese. They really have a lot of admirations for either the British or the Germans, whatever.
It is great. Actually, about a year and a half ago, I was on a program with a guy, Ari Han, who used to play for Ajax.
Our good friend Han, I meet him from time to time in Morel's restaurant where he usually goes to eat. He was previously here. Ari was here before with, I think, the national team of China. And Ari went away and he's back. He is now with a team in Tianjin. He takes the train every day when he has to go in work. He takes the high-speed train Beijing, Tianjin, does his job and comes back because he prefers to live in Beijing.
Fascinated, didn't know he was back. We're talking here about Belgium. I had the great opportunity of interviewing a chef now based in Singapore who originated in Ostend. He was telling me about the caviar of the North Sea, shrimps, mussels.
Well, there are two things maybe very famous. One are the mussels. You can eat them also in Beijing in a couple of Belgian restaurants. The mussels are not coming from Belgium. We do have mussels in Belgium in the northern part, but the most famous mussels do come from Holland. Mm-hmm. And is one of our national dishes are mussels with Belgian fries, obviously. But then what we have is the grey shrimp, and that is most probably what you refer to as the caviar. You can also eat them in Beijing. They are very, very small. They are very tasty. They are a little bit dark. This is why we call them the grey shrimp. Those shrimps are very, very small. They are like once peeled. They are like maximum 1 centimeter long, very thin, extremely tasty. What is being done with the shrimps that few people know about? Once they are caught in Belgium, they are being flown by airplane somewhere to North Africa, to some country like Morocco or something like that, where there they are being peeled and sent back to Belgium again.
That seems quite a round trip. Actually, I'm just looking at your computer just now. I see you've got a beautiful photograph of Rio de Janeiro. It was on there with the famous statue of Christ the Redeemer above the Jardim Botânico. Fabulous.
Well, you should also know that I'm a little bit half Brazilian. I have one of these hidden identities. I can be a Brazilian in a split second. And Brazilian people would ask me simply, oh, where do you come from in Brazil? Because I speak Brazilian Portuguese fluently, spent many years there. It's a fabulous country. And hopefully the World Cup will bring some better image to Brazil and also make things a little bit better for the people there.
Whereabouts in Brazil were you based?
I was a bit everywhere. I started in the south, in a city which is called Curitiba, in the state of Paraná, which is a very cold city. I always thought Brazil was hot, and I never had so much cold, felt so cold like in this city. Then I moved to Minas Gerais, another state which is more in the center, very famous for historical towns there, also very famous for its semi-precious stones, where I stayed for half a year. And then I moved to my favorite place, which is in the northeast, in the city of Recife.
I was looking at some photographs of San Salvador up in the northeast. It looked really, really beautiful.
Yeah, San Salvador da Bahia, it's a state a little bit under Recife, more to the south. It's a very famous state because it has a very high concentration of African descendants who stay there.